Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your leading and your encouragement this morning as we go into this word, Father God. Thank you that you have called us, that you just take it right at the beginning. You have predestined us, you called us, and you justify us, and you glorify us. Thank you for your wonderful love this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. The readings, my sweetie?
1 Thessalonians 5 verse 1 to 5. Now, beloved brothers and sisters, concerning the question of God's precise times and specific seasons, you don't need me to write anything to you, for you already know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly and as a complete surprise. For while some are saying, finally we have peace and security, suddenly destruction will arrive at their doorstep, like labor pain seizing a pregnant woman, and with no chance of escape. But you, beloved brothers and sisters, are not living in the dark, allowing that day to creep up on you like a thief coming to steal. For you are all children of the light and children of the day. We don't belong to the night nor to darkness.
Yo, praise God. You know, here we can see there's some, he speaks about some, they say peace and what's it? Peace and harmony. But then suddenly peace and security, and then suddenly destruction. Now, we also say peace and security. But as we can see, some say that, but they haven't moved into what God has provided. It is very much like in the turn of the century when Jesus came. And he came to the Jews and he said, I would love to gather you like a hen would gather a chickens, but you didn't and you wouldn't listen. And then we saw destruction come upon them. But those that listened, they fled to the mountain of Judah. They took the way of escape, because you're not tested beyond what you can handle. God will show you the way of escape. And so it was different for them. And here we can see there's some that this is it's a horrible scenario, like it says here, this is destruction. And then to some, it's not like that. It's not, the Lord hasn't come like a thief. Why? Because the Lord has already come in their lives. They've taken the way of escape. They've taken hold of their Savior and all the implications of that is necessary, that is required for us as believers. So that's a difference. And we can just see this, you know, in the prophetic word. We can go up to Psalm 118. And there the psalmist says, and it opened to me the gates of righteousness. And so Jesus is the narrow way that leads to life. There's no name under heaven and earth can be saved. And so we have taken it, but many have not. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And then also in Psalm 118, you can read it from 19 to 24. It says the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. So many rejected, and starting with the Jews, he came for the Jews first, and many rejected him. But he's precious to us. And because he's precious to us, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Can we see there's a difference, you know? And so he's precious. And then in John 14, you also got a there where Jesus says, in that for a little while he'll be away, and then a little while I'll be with you. And then Judas says, and how will you reveal yourself to us and be with us and not to the world? And then Jesus explains, because you love my word, I will come and live with you, and the Father will come and we'll make our home with you. So we can see there's a necessity to take hold of and enter into the kingdom through Jesus Christ. And then there's a necessity to abide in the word so that you may grow. And then there's a necessity as a part of the body of Christ, as a part of the bride, as branches of the Lord, is to look to the Lord. Look to the Lord and hear from him. And that's where you nourished and you motivated. And we can also see that for the, so yes, so many's not entered in. They don't love the word. They So the Lord is not building them, and they've been deceived and broken down by Satan. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. And then there's also for us that's in the church, they just turn to Jesus. There's a problem there as well. And we can see that in James chapter 4, verses 1 to 4, is when people are not looking to the Lord, they become adulterers. And adulteresses, why? They look into the world and they look into others. And they ask and they don't receive because they asking for selfish pleasures. And there we can see, you know, their friendship with he says friendship with the world is enmity with God. So that is something we've got to be so careful of. We stay in tune. This is not a once-off taking the Lord into our life. We are walk. It's entering into a covenant. It's entering into a marriage that must be every day, morning by morning. He must waken our ears to instruct us, and that's how we live by faith. So he lights a fire, and then we don't lie down in torment. And then also, whenever problems come in that, we must come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy, because we're not tested beyond what we can handle, and God is there to show us a way of escape. So it's a lifestyle. It's not a religion that's just once a week or two times. It's a lifestyle of dedication to the Lord. And then you can see it also in Revelation 3 to the church of Sardis. There the Lord is saying, there's some that say they're alive, but they're dead. And then he says, because their works are not perfect. And he's going to come like a thief to them. So we as children of the living God, are looking forward to this fullness coming, bringing the kingdom, bringing back our loved ones. And then the foundation the church is built on, the apostles and the prophets, them all coming. And it's coming to, why did Jesus come in the first place? He came. God so loved the world, he sent his son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. So the kingdom of heaven is coming on earth as it is in heaven. So heaven has been extended and the earth has been blessed to come into its rightful place that God made from the beginning. So yeah, sorry, I turned away the argument. So you Revelation 3, the church of Sardis, you've got the person that has started in the spirit and then he's fallen into the flesh. And then he's told he must repent. Come back to those basics. Come back to walking with Lord. Come back to working with the Lord. And the grace of God is not in vain, because that is where you partake of this day of salvation. And then you've got the other church stay. There's also some of you. So here you've got the two sums. You know, some that is fallen away, and then there's some they bringing the right works. They staying in tune with the Lord. And their names will not be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. They are partaking of their names in fellowship with the Father and Son. And they declaring him, and he's declaring them before the Father and the angels. And so they experience God's goodness right now and right till the fullness of day that's coming. So be blessed, guys, and out there, and just stay with your Lord. That's what it's all about. Amen. He came to seek and save. He seeked and he saved, and everything has been given to us for life and life in abundance, just as he predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before him in love. Amen.
Amen.